Confetti.
Passionate about weddings? Staying awake at night wondering if you could be a professional wedding planner? If you'd like to get paid to plan weddings, download Debbie's free audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know, and discover 7 insider secrets about what it takes to run your own successful wedding planning business. Go to weddingsforaliving.com today and get instant access to this information-packed audio class. It's yours free at weddingsforaliving.com. Go to weddingsforaliving.com now.
Visit weddingsforaliving.com.
Okay, hello, happy Tuesday. You're listening to episode 352 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. I'm Debbie Quain. If you're passionate about planning weddings, you are in the right place. Thank you for joining me. I'm broadcasting live and recording today's show on Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, from the Washington, D.C. metro area. This show is currently broadcast live on the first and the third Tuesday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. To learn more, please go to confettiradio.com. That's confettiradio.com. A very special welcome if you're listening to the live show. Feel free to join the live chat room and watch the live video stream on confettilive.com. If you experience a problem with video or audio on that page, you can listen to the live audio only by telephone. And the number to call is 213-992-4358, 213-992-4358. And several of you are already on the telephone. A very special welcome to you, too. I have a great show lined up for you. I always say that, but I believe that to be the case. But I do have a few announcements that I wanted to get out of the way. First, a huge welcome to Wedding Business Guide members. Just want to let you know we have a live webinar tomorrow on Wednesday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. So please check your email. I did send something out, but I will send out one more reminder. And if you're wondering what Wedding Business Guide is, I'm glad you asked. If you're interested in getting your wedding planning business started and you're doing something else full time, you're not quite sure what move to make to get started, then that's what Wedding Business Guide is. I created that site to give you a roadmap to taking your wedding planning skills and to actually start your venture. But the focus is on being a wedding day coordinator or wedding management company. So you're just providing day of services to clients, to couples getting married in your area, but it works out really, really well if you're doing something else full time. So you can learn more at weddingbusinessguide.com. For those of you in the chat room at confettilive.com, you can feel free to post your URL, your Facebook page, your Pinterest URL, your Twitter handle, however you would like folks to get in contact with you, because that's what it's all about, sharing. I hope you're having a great week so far. It's only Tuesday, so I can't imagine that it's terrible yet, but anything's possible. I took a mini vacation over the weekend, and I needed it, but I don't know what the point of that was, because I felt uncomfortable the entire time. I kept thinking I should be doing something constructive. I shouldn't just be relaxing. So I didn't really relax, but I took a break, kind of, sort of. But it was a good thing, and I highly recommend it. You know, in our family, we always consider a vacation to be something that's a big, big deal. It takes months and months of planning, usually requires going someplace that requires a passport. And I always wait for that big deal, you know, for traveling. And I realize it doesn't have to be that way. A vacation can mean just, you know, going a few miles away and just doing something different, just changing your environment. And that's what I did. And I feel kind of relaxed, but I feel stressed that I should have been doing something more for my business. So I highly recommend a mini vacation. Tonight's show, we're going to brush up on insurance know-how, insurance for you, the wedding planner, and insurance for your clients. I get a lot of inquiries and questions about wedding insurance, so I'm just going to give you the need-to-know stuff. I don't think we're going to run beyond our normal 30 to 45 minutes, and my goal is never to keep you here too long, just to give you the information that you need to, one, be successful as a wedding planner, and two, to educate your clients, because it's important that we educate our clients to share the information. Don't feel that you have to hold on to everything. Yes, you are the expert and they're going to pay you for that, but it's okay to share some of that knowledge, because not everybody wants to do the stuff themselves. They may think they want to initially, but then when they learn that you really know what it is you're talking about, they will still come to you. Not everybody, but a lot of people will. I'm melting again for those of you on the video stream because of the lights that I have in here. So every summer it's the same thing, because if I put the AC on, it's just going to mess up the audio. So I just sit here and melt. So if you see me just constantly wiping, that's what's going on. And again, if you're just joining and you can't see the video stream, try refreshing the page. But you can also go, you know, just dial in. 213-992-4358. Ooh, I know my number by heart now, finally. I just want to share a resource with you. How are you managing your incoming telephone calls for your wedding business? Are you using your mobile phone? Do you have a dedicated business line? Are you interested in getting a professional system for less than you've ever imagined? Of course you are. And what I'm referring to is Freedom Voice, which is a service that I use and have been a customer for more than 10 years. It's a great way to leave a really good impression for first-time callers. Freedom Voice is a virtual telephone system that will manage your incoming calls for your business. You get to pick either a local number or a toll-free number or both. And it's almost like having a receptionist of sorts. Your callers will hear a recorded message and then have the option to hold while the system in the background is actually searching for you, and then you can answer the phone. And it also gives you an option to create extensions so that if you have other team members on your staff, they can also receive calls. But what it means is that you have one number, one telephone number that is consistent for, you know, no matter what you do, wherever you go. And as I said, I've been a customer for 10 years. It's been more than 10 years now. And if you'd like to learn more, you can go to tryfreedomvoice.com. You'll get to try the service out free for 30 days. But even beyond that, it's very affordable. It's less than $10 a month. It includes about the most basic plan. You'll get 300 minutes that you can use to receive your phone calls. And the best part, well, there are a few things. The wonderful thing about Try Freedom Voice is that it is a company that has live human beings. Not that all companies have live human beings, but what I mean is you can call and speak to someone and get answers to your questions. The service allows you to play hold music, whether it's instrumental music or a hold message that maybe explains more about your services. And the top thing that I really like is that I know instantly when a call is coming in for my business. I know instantly, so I can decide whether I want to take the call, reject it, and send it to an associate, or to send the call directly to voicemail. But as you may or may not know, when someone's looking for the services that you offer, whether you're in the wedding business or something else, when they call, they'll keep calling different businesses until somebody answers the telephone. So it's really important, if you can, to get someone to answer your phone during business hours so that you get a chance to talk with potential clients, vendors, whomever, the media. It's a great, great service. And as I said, it's less than $10. So something worth looking into. There are other products that will do kind of sort of the same thing. If you do a search for virtual telephone systems, you'll find them online. But Try Freedom Voice is a service that I use and have done for many years. So I'm sharing that resource with you. Okay. So as I mentioned, we're talking about wedding insurance. I received quite a few of your questions. And by the way, please keep sending your questions in. There are several ways you can do that. You can go to confettiradio.com and you'll see a button on the side that says leave a voicemail message or leave a voice message, and you can leave your message that way. Several of you have called already and I appreciate that. We are going to tackle some of those questions and comments on our next live episode, so keep them coming. Just know that when the questions come in, I'm not always available to answer them right away, and really my goal is to share my response with the entire group, with everyone who listens to the show. So a lot of times the question you have, somebody else may have the same or a similar question. So that's the whole idea of what Confetti is about, is to share information about being a wonderful wedding planner and running a successful wedding planning business. So I will share that information. And sometimes if I go back, if I have a chance to, I will let you know that I intend to answer the question on an upcoming show. But the whole goal is I want you to listen to the show. Remember, if you cannot catch the live recording, each show is available on confettiradio.com. You can listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. You can also listen on iTunes. If you go to confettiradio.com/iTunes, you'll find the page. So let's talk about insurance. So tonight, that's what we're focusing on, and it's, think of it as just a bit of a learning lesson. Let's talk about a few of the insurance terms. And for those, if you are completely familiar with insurance, pardon me, but I do want to go over some of the basic terms. Deductible, you'll hear that term. Deductible simply means the amount that you agree to pay if there's a loss before the insurance kicks in. Okay, that's what a deductible is. You may, if you got a car, you understand what the deductible is. And that amount varies depending on your policy. And your policy is really just the written contract of the insurance that you take out. So you must have a policy to prove that you have whatever type of insurance it is. Policyholder is identified as the person or the owner of the policy. So if you take out insurance for your wedding business and you are the owner of the business, then you are the policy holder. The other term that you might hear is named insured. Same thing, just means policy holder. If you are in the wedding business, as many of us are or aspire to be, you may hear the term additional insured. And that, and we'll go over this in a little more detail when I talk about the different types of insurance that are out there. Additional insured simply means a person, or it could be a party other than the policy holder. So someone other than you, if you are the business owner, and this person or other party is added to the policy so that they are also covered. So if you take out insurance, you are the policy holder and it's covering you. An additional insured is someone else who also wants to be covered on that insurance policy. Okay? So those are the terms I just wanted to get out of the way. There are a trailer load of terms for insurance, but I'm not an insurance expert by any means, but I just wanted to break down those terms for you, because that's what we're going to mention some of that as we talk about wedding insurance. So let's talk a little bit about wedding insurance for your clients. Okay? So you may get your clients, potential clients may ask you about, you know, we need insurance, or do we need insurance? So let's just go over the basics of that. When it comes to insurance for your clients, basically there are two types of insurance that they can get, okay? Wedding liability is the first one I want to talk about. Now, wedding liability, just think L, liability, think lawsuit. That's what wedding liability insurance is all about. And what this does is it covers property damage and or personal injury. Many venues will require this. You may hear them say that as your clients, the couple getting married, need to have wedding liability, sometimes referred to as wedding reception liability or event insurance. And in this instance, the venue more than likely wants to be listed as an additional insured. Remember, we just talked about that. An additional insured is somebody else or another party that wants to be covered on their policy. So what's going on is the venue is protecting themselves against a situation where someone may sue them during your event. Could be something, it could be food poisoning. You have the caterer there, and for whatever reason, one of your guests gets sick and says it's down to the food that was served. There's a chance that they may sue. And having wedding liability will cover that instance. It covers you, wedding planner. Well, actually, take that back. It's for your clients. Sorry. Covers your clients from being sued, but also covers the venue where the wedding reception ceremony is taking place, wherever that event is taking place. Wedding liability also covers if one of the guests come to the wedding, has too much to drink, leaves the wedding and gets into a car accident, then there's a possibility that this person may come back and say, well, it's based on all the alcohol that you provided to me at your event. I'm going to sue you. So wedding liability covers the hosts for the event. Remember, the policy holder in this instance would be your client, the couple getting married. So wedding liability usually covers that. And that's recur. You'll see the term liquor liability. Come on, Debbie. Liquor liability. And that falls under the parameter of wedding liability. Not all wedding liability includes liquor liability. But if you see that term, that's what it means. On a related note, if your clients are having a wedding reception, an event where alcohol is not being served, the amount that they are likely to pay for the wedding liability coverage is likely to be less, because just the presence of alcohol just increases the likelihood that something can go a little wrong. So when you see that term, it's connected with wedding liability. Usually your clients can get this liability anytime before the wedding. The wedding venue may require it before moving forward with anything, even up until one day before the actual event, usually. So if your clients are planning a last-minute wedding, getting wedding liability insurance is usually not an issue. The cost, how much does wedding liability insurance cost? Well, it varies, and it can vary anywhere from $50 on up to about $200 more. The guest count, the head count at the wedding, will affect the cost for this policy, and also the deductible. And remember, the deductible is the amount that you or the client, the policyholder, pays before the insurance kicks in. So with insurance, the hope is that nothing will go wrong, but insurance covers us in case something out of our control happens. So depending on the deductible, that will determine the price of the policy. Remember, the policy is the written contract which provides proof of the insurance and gives the detail of the insurance coverage. Deductible can vary. The higher the deductible, the lower the cost of the policy. So if there's a deductible for wedding liability that is $25, meaning the policyholder pays $25 before the insurance pays their part, the cost of that policy is going to be more than, say, a policy that has a deductible that's maybe $500 or $1,000, meaning the policyholder has to pay that amount, $500 or $1,000, before the insurance kicks in. Okay, so that's wedding liability. Just remember, L liability, L equals lawsuit. So that's what the liability refers to. And again, many venues now require this for your clients that are hosting an event. And if you are doing a special event like a bridal show or something, an event where brides are coming at a venue, it's possible the venue is going to ask you to get the wedding liability insurance or event insurance. That's what that refers to. Okay? I hope that makes sense. Just looking at the chat room to see if there were any questions. Okay. I'm just going to scroll back up to see if I missed anything. Oh, you guys are talking about Event Pro. I'm going to talk about Event Pro coming towards the end of the show. It looks like though someone's already responded. All right, so I'm going to keep moving. So that's wedding liability insurance. Okay. Remember I said there are two types of insurance usually for your clients. The second type is wedding cancellation insurance. And as the name suggests, this has to do with coverage for your clients if the wedding is postponed or canceled. And what wedding cancellation insurance covers, it will reimburse any deposits that your clients have paid that are non-refundable if the wedding is canceled or postponed. So usually when your client secures a wedding vendor or puts a deposit down on a venue, a portion of the deposit, if not all of it, is non-refundable. That's the security for the vendor or the venue. So if your clients have wedding cancellation insurance, if for some reason the wedding is canceled or postponed, that money, that non-refundable deposit, the insurance will pay that. Wedding cancellation insurance also kicks in if the wedding still takes place, but certain things go wrong that are covered under the policy. So for example, if the wedding goes forward, but the photographer doesn't show up. And if the photographer doesn't show up, then there are no pitches. Or you, the wedding planner, has to scramble to get a wedding photographer last minute who may charge a premium, may charge more because of the last minute notice. Then if your clients have wedding cancellation insurance, that, depending on the coverage, and most wedding cancellation insurance policies will cover this, will cover the cost to get either a photographer to come in, or if you are unable to get a photographer, we'll go through, we'll pay for a photographer to go through and sort of replicate the setup of the event and take pictures so that there's some sort of lasting memory. That's an example. Another situation might be if the wedding is canceled or postponed because of extreme weather. Let's say there's a really bad storm, or there's a tornado or hurricane or something like that, and it prevents most of the wedding guests from being able to attend, and the wedding needs to be postponed to another date. Well, there are going to be costs involved to change that, and wedding cancellation insurance will kick in for your clients then. So remember, the liability has to do with the lawsuit. The wedding cancellation has to do with the event not happening, or for it being postponed. But just keep in mind, though, wedding cancellation insurance usually does not work if your clients have a change of heart. So if somebody gets cold feet and decides they're not going through with the wedding, wedding cancellation insurance typically does not kick in. However, I'm going to contradict myself. There are some wedding insurance providers that do offer that additional part of the policy, and your clients would pay a little extra for that. So, you know, those are the two types of insurance that apply to your clients. Do they need it? It's going to, you know, and someone's going to ask you, do I need wedding insurance? If the venue's requesting it, then there's no choice. There's no issue. There's nothing to discuss. If your clients want to have the wedding at that location, then yeah, they're going to have the liability insurance. Wedding cancellation insurance, it's a bit of a crapshoot. But just keep in mind that the cost of a wedding is usually several thousand dollars. And the cost for the insurance policy, we're talking in the region of maybe $100. Maybe going up as high as maybe $400 or $500, depending on what's going on and what items are included in the policy. So, you know, is it an ounce of prevention? That's how it goes? Ounce of prevention, something of cure? I've forgotten how it goes. So, you know, it's just like any kind of insurance. You got to have car insurance. Some things we don't have a choice about, but you get the insurance in the hopes, you know, just worry in the hopes in case something goes wrong. So it may well be worth it, but you know what, you have to instruct your clients to read the fine print. Some types of coverage for insurance may specify, for example, like for the cancellation insurance, if let's say the groom gets injured and for some reason that wedding cannot happen, he gets into an accident a couple of days before the wedding and the wedding has to be postponed. Well, technically, wedding insurance should kick in. The cancellation insurance should cover that. But let's say the groom is a bit of an adventurer who maybe who participates in a sport that might be considered dangerous. Let's say skydiving. Then the fine print of the wedding cancellation insurance may say, you know, we'll cover this if something happens, if there's an injury, but not if it's a sport or an activity that is considered dangerous, and skydiving may be in there. So you kind of got to look through the fine print. Also, wedding cancellation insurance will not kick in. Let's say your clients know that, let's say there's a family member, like the bride's mom is actually very ill. Before they get the policy, before they get the insurance, so there's a chance that, you know, she may have to have surgery or something like that, or God forbid it's a life threatening disease. Well, if the insurance company determines that you knew that, your clients knew that before they took out the cancellation policy insurance, there's a chance that they may not cover that. It's almost like having health insurance in that pre-existing condition. So it's important for you just to make them aware of that. I'm not suggesting that you know the ins and outs of their policy or scan it. That really is not your role. Leave that to the experts. But just make sure, as with any contract, and this is what, remember, policy is the written contract of the coverage, make sure that they are aware of that and they read through all the detail. So you just give them a heads up, okay? Jacqueline is asking, hi, Jacqueline, is there a provider of insurance that you would recommend to us? Jacqueline, that's a great question. For client insurance, there are tons of them. And I'm going to put them in the show notes for today's episode. Off the top, protectmywedding.com, wedsafe.com. If you do a search for wedding insurance, you'll see there are a slew of them. And a lot of the times, the policy doesn't require any interaction. Speaking with someone on the phone, your clients can actually complete the information online, and within minutes have within minutes have coverage and something that they can print off. So let's say you're planning a last minute wedding, and the wedding is this weekend, and the venue says, "Yeah, we can do that date, but you need to get insurance. There needs to be liability insurance." Well, your clients can go online, or you can search for them, but, you know, have them do all the details, and they can go in and they can fill in the details. It'll ask for their location and, you know, budget and things like that, depending on which type of insurance, and they'll get instantly they'll get a quote, and they can just process payment. Once the payment is processed, then they'll get a copy of the policy that they can print and then provide to the venue. And in the situation with the liability insurance, there'll be a spot for them to include the name of the venue as the added, as the named insured. So it's pretty straightforward, For cancellation insurance, usually, remember how I said liability insurance, you can do this up until the day before. Cancellation insurance usually has a deadline of about up to 15 days before the wedding. So, you know, if it's like 10 days before the wedding, usually they cannot get cancellation insurance at that point. It needs to be usually 15 days is about the minimum. Nancy is asking, how common is it that venues ask the couple to get insurance? It's becoming more popular. We're in a litigious society, so it's a great way for the venue to protect themselves. But just know, if your clients are getting wedding liability insurance, and usually it's because the venue is asking them to do so, to add the venue as an added insured doesn't cost anything more. The policy is whatever the price, the cost is what the cost is. Adding them as an added insured doesn't cost much, but it usually isn't very expensive. Nancy, I hope that helps. You're asking, are there certain type of venues? I know there's a venue in this area here that doesn't allow red wine, doesn't allow the caterers to prepare any meals that have like a red sauce, and it's because they're protecting the carpet, the flooring at the venue. So it's written clearly in the contract that you cannot have these things. Let's say, for example, there's a miscommunication, which of course won't happen if you're the wedding planner, right? But let's say there's a miscommunication, and for some reason the caterer provides a dish, and there is some sort of a red sauce, or maybe a spaghetti sauce or something like that, meat sauce, and something happens, it falls on the carpet, damages the flooring. Well, then, you know, this is what the insurance does. The insurance will cover your clients if the reception venue decides to, you know, says, you know, you need to get this flooring repaired, or you need fixed or cleaned. And if it's not repairable, then you've got to replace this area or whatever. Well, that's what when wedding insurance would kick in. That's an example. So that in that instance, that venue I know does not require the liability insurance, but then, you know, it might be something, you know, for your clients to consider if they're concerned. Okay. No, not yet, Katie. Katie's asking, did we talk about insurance for us at all? I'm going to bring, but that's the next part. Just so you know, I did another episode a couple years ago. It's confettiradio.com/219219. And there is some information about wedding insurance there too. So if you want to do a flashback, go to confettiradio.com/219. Okay. So Katie, I'm glad you asked. Great question. What about wedding insurance for you, the wedding planner? When you're running a business of any type, there are going to be expenses, right? And insurance is something that we should have as wedding planners, whether we operate from home or whether we operate from a commercial space or rent, you know, an office. And if your business is set up at a commercial space, a rented space with a landlord, more times than not, there's certain types of insurance you are going to have. Let's talk. So I went over the terms, you know, the deductible, the policy, and so forth. Same thing applies. These are universal terms for insurance. But there are two types of insurance that more than likely will come up for us wedding planners: general liability and professional liability. And let me explain the differences for those. Okay. General liability is the type of insurance that will protect you, Mr. or Ms. Wedding Planner, if somebody is injured or if the property where you are is damaged. So you understand why the landlord wants that to come, why the landlord wants you to have that. So if you have an office and someone comes to visit you and they sit on the chair and the chair is not quite secure and they topple over and they fall and hurt their back, or they're coming to your office and they trip and fall, or part of the you have a rug there and the rug causes them to have, yeah, I do need a fan, but if I need a, thank you, Tina, I do need, usually I, my fan is on the wall over there. I won't get up. I have a other fan, but if I let the electric fan blow, you won't hear a thing. But thank you. So the general liability will cover you in those instances. And again, this is why it's required by a landlord, because it will also protect, it's for, you know, if someone files for bodily injury or property damage. Okay, so it's a physical thing. It's a physical thing. And it's due to negligence by you, the policyholder. Now remember, the policyholder, in this instance, would be you. Now you may say, you know, it really wasn't my fault, but if someone says they came to your office and they fell because of something that happened there, whether you usually it's not intentional. Maybe you didn't notice, the beverage that you thought you cleaned up was still sort of had a puddle on the floor and your client slipped, or it might be a vendor, it may be the UPS person that's delivering, then, you know, you could be liable. And that's what general liability covers, right? Professional liability. Professional liability has to do with you failing to provide the professional services that you are contracted to provide, or if you forget to include something in your role as a professional. And professional liability insurance is also known as errors and omission. I think you've heard that term before. So professional liability, errors and omission, same thing. And this has to do with financial or intellectual damage, not physical damage. Remember, general liability, think of that as a slip and fall, personal injury, bodily injury. Professional liability has to do with intellectual damage or financial damage. So let's say you were working with your clients, and let's say you are going to be privy to some real personal information. And let's say one of your staff members, one of your event day staff is also privy to that information, and he or she decides to share that with someone outside of the wedding circle, and that sort of gets into the wrong hands and it gets out of control. Well, then your client could turn around and decide to sue you. Professional liability or errors and omission should cover you for that. That's when that kicks in. If you have general liability insurance, it does not cover what I just discussed. General liability does not cover intellectual damage or your errors and omission. They're two separate things. Okay. So when you're looking for insurance for your business, if you're operating from home and you don't ever have clients coming to see you, you may not need general liability. If no one's coming to visit you, it's your home, it's your place of business. And usually at home is usually when that instance may occur. You may not need general liability. Professional liability is probably a good idea. And, the business that I use for my professional liability is The Hartford. And you can just Google, I think it's thehartford.com, and you can find out more about them there. There are lots of other places where you can get insurance for your business. And there are different types of insurance. I'm going to cover a few of them. But those are the two that seem to create that generate the most questions. Depending on where you get your insurance, you may also hear about business owner's policy. And really what that is, it's a bundle of insurance products. So remember I said professional liability and general liability are two separate things. Well, if it's a business owner's policy, it's sort of like a bunch of different things that you can have. And it's just one policy, you pay one, make one payment, but it has those different items within. Each thing is sort of separate, but it's just bundled together. So that's business owner's policy. And you'll see the acronym BOP. Bravo, Oscar. What's P? Paul? Something like that. Okay. Let's see. Someone saying they just got quoted $873 for errors and omission. What? For 1 year? Katie? Wow. That's unbelievably expensive. $873. That doesn't, oh, because you're in New York. My business used to be in New York. I don't remember paying that much for errors and omission. Did you check out the Hartford? Katie, I would suggest that just seems really high to me. It seems really high. I don't know why I didn't get my fan. What is a good price, Nancy's asking. Less than $300 for the year. Less than $300 for the year. So check out the Hartford. Nancy's saying you've been quoted $400 for comprehensive. When you say comprehensive, what are you referring to? And there are lots of different terms that come up, you know, and I just want everything to be as plain as ever. For errors and omissions. Oh, and Nancy, you're asking. Oh, for general liability. Okay. So, Nancy, do you work from an office that's not home? Is that what's going on? Or do you have clients coming to see you? Because I noticed you said for general liability. Yeah. So, I mean, check it out and let the representative of the insurance company know what it is that you're doing. The reason the Hartford was actually recommended to me by ABC, the Association of Bridal Consultants. That's how I found out about them. You may have heard me say this before. The company that I use for my home and auto insurance, Allstate does not offer the insurance that I was looking for. And the Hartford was the company that I went to. Nancy, you said you have a virtual office. No clients come into your home. So, you know, ask the, and you can go to more than one place. Ask them if you should have the general liability. Again, usually it, remember, general liability protects you from claims for bodily injury and property damage. So, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm not sure if that's actually required if you're not having interaction with clients at your home. If there's a possibility, then you need to have that. You know, it's like driving with car insurance and thinking you don't need it. Well, you know, it's the law. That's a really bad example. But just double check on that. And let the insurance agent know the setup of your business. A lot of times when folks that are not in our industry hear wedding planner, they may, you know, they may not have an idea, the concept of what it is that we're doing. You know, that we're just meeting with clients. We might be doing that virtually. We might be meeting clients off-site, away from our homes, you know, at venues. So they, you know, that you need to explain to them, you know, what a day in your life is like. Property insurance covers your stuff. That's a different type of, another type of insurance for you, the wedding planner. So your stuff in your home. If you have homeowner's insurance and that's a requirement, then your some of your stuff is covered. But if you're running a business from your home, like you have equipment and so forth, you may need to update the homeowner's insurance that you have to include the property, because if something happens, there's a fire or flood, or someone breaks in and takes your stuff, then when you file a claim for the stuff that's in your office, which is part of your business, your homeowner's insurance company may decide that they're not covering that. So you want to find out if you need to get a separate insurance for that type of property, and that's called property insurance. Also, if you're using your car for your business and you are, God forbid, involved in an accident, your insurance company may decide that they are not covering you if it's determined that you were on traveling on business, or if you have clients in your car. So if you're transporting clients to vendor visits or wherever, you may need to get commercial auto insurance for your vehicle. So, you know, just ask questions. Don't guess. And insurance really doesn't usually cost so much that it's, you know, that you've got to wonder if you should do that. Now, that cost, that quote that someone mentioned here for $800-something, that's unusual, but that's New York. I don't want to put her out there. I just had a friend in New York say, you know, I think I may have to use your address down there, Debbie. When I found out how much she was paying for car insurance, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what? You're paying what? Now, I used to live in New York. And should I say that my car address, the address for my car was actually here, down here. So I never actually had New York insurance for my vehicle. And having a vehicle in New York was just a pain in the butt anyway. But it is kind of expensive. So maybe that's what that's about. Linda said, the Hartford gave me a quote of $425 for general liability and $506 for general liability and property. So that's good. That's for a year. Yeah. Katie says she hates New York for these reasons. Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be, but it's a pretty expensive place to be. So, you know, we're not talking about pricing, but these are the things that you have to consider when you're determining your prices. So if you're living in a place like New York, you should raise your prices, should factor in these costs. And insurance is a business expense that you need to factor in when you're determining how much you need to charge folks. As it is, New York surpasses so many other places in this country when it comes to, you know, the cost of a wedding. You know, can you get a wedding in New York City for $25,000? I challenge you. It's going to be difficult to do, you know, depending on your guest list. So in other parts of the country, that's a lot of money for a wedding, not in New York. So it, you know, it sort of equates as to why your expenses may be, I mean, it's not related to that, but you see why expenses, your expenses and what your charges, what your fees have to, your, excuse me, you see why your fees have to be substantially higher to fit your, you know, your area. So, you know, when you were talking about how much should I charge, you start writing down what your costs are per year and then break that up by month. You soon see why you can't charge $500 for day off and stuff like that. You just can't. You can't do that. Okay? There are other types of insurance. So I'm going to suggest that you go back and just go onto confettiradio.com/219, episode 219, and listen to that. It's actually, there are a couple of topics on that show, but the first part of that show is all about wedding insurance. So, you know, check that out. Okay, what time is it? 8:41. Guess what? The show, we're almost at the 45-minute mark. I did want to share with you about Event Pro. If you didn't know what eventprotraining.com is, a website that has many, many on-demand videos to help you with wedding design. So they're instructional videos about wedding design. You can either sign up for the all access pass, or you can select individual videos that you can watch, you know, and they cover things like draping, ceiling draping, lighting, centerpieces. Currently, Event Pro Training also have a wholesalers list, which is a list of different resources for you to buy the stuff that you need to do if you're into wedding design, if you're a wedding designer. Normally, the list, that access to that list costs $200, and it is a list that's continually being updated. But right now, up until the 20th, which is 2 days from today's recording, June the 20th, the list is $50. So it's $200, but you can get it for $49. So if you go to eventprotraining.com, you can take advantage of that. If you didn't catch it on the last episode, how could you not? Event Pro Training's All Access Pass to get all of the videos is $600. It's listed as $599. If you go to eventprotraining.com, you'll see there's a number for the owner. Her name is Wendy Binns. Wendy has told me that if somebody contacts her and references Confetti Radio, she will give them the all access training for $400 instead of $600. So I don't believe it was part of a special that ended, that's ended. But if you go to the site and contact Wendy, she will do, I think she has to do something manually to give you the lower price. So if you're thinking about event design and you haven't had a chance to get the hands-on training, or no one is coming to your neck of the woods right now to do the training, then you might want to get started with the on-demand videos. I know I'm in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and Wendy will be coming to this area November 6th, 7th, and 8th, I believe, is the day to do live training, the days to do live training. So I'm excited about that, and as that date gets closer, I'll share more details. I know Wendy also does, and Wendy is the owner, if I didn't say that, of Event Pro Training, also does a 3-day workshop in, I think it's Tennessee. So that's another option if that's close to you or that's a place you can get to easily. Let's see. Tina's asking a question. I talked about the voicemail system. I have my number already on my business cards. Do I need to change my cards? Oh, so you mean a number other than the, so you don't have Freedom Voice? Well, yeah. If you have listed your number already, then yeah, you would. That's unfortunate. If you are changing anything about your business and you've already printed business cards, please don't be the individual that lines through and handwrites your number on your business card, or handwrites your email address on your business card, or handwrites your updated website on your business card. Business cards are relatively affordable right now. And even if you just ordered them last month, I would suggest that you get new business cards. But to answer your question, if you are switching, you know, if you do get a number from Freedom Voice and you getting a new number, then yeah, you'd have to change your business cards. But I think, I got to double check, I think number portability exists in so many places now, meaning you can take your number with you. I'm wondering if they might be able to, depending on what type of number you have, meaning if it's a cell phone or if it's a separate company, that they might be able to port the number, meaning, you know, that you can take your number with you and set it up for their system. They might be able to do that. But if you go to tryfreedomvoice.com, you can sign up, but there's also a telephone number. Just call customer service. That's one of the wonderful features about that company, is that you can call and speak to someone there. So find that out. I hate when that happens, don't you? I hate when that happens. But don't line item on your business cards. Don't do that. It's a pet peeve of mine. So maybe I'm just, you know, forcing my issues onto you. But it looks, I know you've received those cards where someone gives you cards. It's actually, this is an old number. Let me write our new number down. Don't do that. But the good thing with Freedom Voice is, you know, even if you change your mobile number or something like that, that number stays with you. It just travels with you, because the way Freedom Voice works is it'll notify you on whatever number you tell it to notify you on. So your clients will never know what number it's calling. The only number they have is the number that you provide to them. And Freedom Voice also allows you to make outbound calls from within the service. It's a little more detailed because you've got to log in, but you can call from that number, so that's the number that shows up on that person's caller ID. So they can call you on that number and you can make calls from that number too. So check that out. Okay. All right. I think that's it. I don't know if there were any questions. Any questions about the topic about wedding insurance? It wasn't, you know, a real exciting topic, but it's need to know stuff, because our clients will come to us and ask us questions about insurance. And we as wedding planners need to be able to have at least an overall response. Again, I don't expect you to know all of the details of what's involved in an insurance policy, but you know, you can call any of the companies that offer wedding insurance for your clients and just ask them, say, you know, I'm a wedding planner, I'd like to know more. Can you just give me a quick rundown of how this works? Take notes. And then, you know, why not make it a blog post, you know, just to give clients information about, you know, wedding insurance. People are searching for that. Maybe yours is the page that will show up on Google if you dedicate an entire post or page to wedding insurance. And then you just send out a tweet about it, put a link on your Facebook page, information right there, right? So yeah, you can do it. When you learn something, share a little bit of that with your clients. And at the end of the post or whatever it is that you're sending out, just say, you want to know more? Get in contact with me. I'd love to share the information with you. You don't want to give away the company store with your business, but something like that, wedding insurance, they can't get that from you, unless you happen to be an insurance provider. Let them come to you, and then you send them tell them where to go. People remember that, because when they're ready to buy services that you offer or products, they'll remember that good faith, that token of good faith that the fact that you shared that information with them. Okay? Nancy just posted a question. What about venues that ask planners for wedding insurance? I came across a venue that said, in order for me to be on the preferred vendor list, I need to have insurance. You said, what type of insurance would that be? I don't know. Nancy, did you ask? I don't know. What type of insurance would that be? Are they saying they want you to have coverage for your business? Or, yeah, see, I don't know. And I'm not going to pretend. I haven't been faced with that question. The only thing the thing that's come up is having the clients, they need to have liability insurance. Or if I'm hosting an event, then I need to have the liability insurance. Yes, I'm not sure. They may want to be named insured on your liability insurance, your professional liability insurance. They may be asking for that, and that would be my most intelligent guess. Because if I'm a venue and you're a wedding planner, I want to make sure that because you're still on my property, I want to make sure that, you know, if clients turn around and have a bad experience with you, they may associate me, the venue, with that bad situation. So that's the thing that comes to mind, but I would ask. But now you know the difference between professional liability and general liability, which is usually the type of insurance that comes up. You can ask them, what it is that they want. And sometimes they just want to be named on the policy, or they want you to take out a rider. A rider is an additional policy that you pay separately for, that's sort of attached to your existing policy. But I will not get into details and bore you with that. But Nance, just ask. I'm not quite sure. That would be my guess. It's professional liability, you know, / errors and omission. Okay. All right. Nancy's saying she you don't know if you should just do general liability or if omissions and errors would do, or both. It may be both. You know, if the difference is so slight, you know, it may make sense to get both. But again, general liability has to do with property damage and injury, personal injury. So knowing that should help you determine if that applies to you. Okay. Oh, sure. I should. Sorry. We have a Facebook group, which I'm not very active on, and I'm not sure how that's going to continue. I'll be honest, because that came up a few months ago. So a few months ago, several people said we need to have our own group. So there's a Facebook group. If you go to confettiradio.com/insiders with an S, confettiradio.com/insiders, that will take you to the Facebook page for Confetti Radio, but it does require me to approve it. But I think anyone who's actually a member can approve you, and sometimes I forget that. So I will go on. I'm not a Facebook person. Did you guys hear about this guy, Snowden? The NSA guy? I'm not saying anything more. Told you. But I have an issue with regard to just sharing a whole lot of personal information. So there's an aversion within me with regard to Facebook, but I understand the benefits of social media in our business. So I say that to say that I'm not always, you know, you won't see me on Facebook like that. If you're sending a friend request to me on Facebook, it'll just go whoop right over my head, because I understand the benefits of Facebook for your business. So I will go in and I will approve you. Well, didn't take me a long time to say that. I could have just said that at the beginning. Sorry, Katie. But yeah, I will go on and approve, accept you as a member of Confetti Insiders. So my apologies. So confettiradio.com/insiders is the easiest way to get in there. Okay. All right. I think that's it. I can see you guys are chatting it up. Just remember that Confetti Radio now will air on the first and the third Tuesday of each month until things slow down a little bit in my crazy world. So I hope that works for you. I know we like to be here every week, but I hate scheduling a weekly show and then having to cancel it. So the first and the third Tuesday of each month, which means our next show is coming up in July. So I want to thank you so much for listening to the show. If you're joining me live and missed any part of this episode, or you'd like to post comments and questions about anything you heard today, go to confettiradio.com/352. Okay, Confetti Radio is also on iTunes. You can go to confettiradio.com/iTunes. All right, I'm Debbie Quain. Please join me for our next live broadcast on Tuesday, July 2nd. Okay, wishing you lots of love and success. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Goodbye. Talk show.